really take a place on the island, then we will end our first hour with our reporters, DXers Unlimited. But first, we will switch over to the newsroom.
International news headlines. U.S. occupation forces move closer to sealing deals to end standoffs in Iraqi cities Fallujah and Najaf. And Jordanian King Abdullah II cancels meeting with U.S. President George Bush, citing doubts over Washington's commitment to Middle East peace process. U.S. occupation forces have moved closer to sealing deals to end the standoffs in the Iraqi cities of Fallujah and Najaf. American military officials said Tuesday that an agreement with local leaders allowed security forces and amnesty for those who turned in heavy weapons and shorter curfew hours, while at the same time threatening to resume hostilities quickly if the ceasefire doesn't hold. The U.S. Marines announced a draft plan for more than $77 million in U.S. aid for Fallujah once the fighting definitively draws to an end. Iraqi security forces moved back into Fallujah Tuesday on a mission to restore control and collect weapons from insurgents as dozens of families began returning to the embattled city. But it was not yet known whether the city's guerrillas would abide by the call to surrender their arsenals. The insurgents had gone to great lengths to build up their arsenals and hide them. Marines in the past 2 weeks have found impressive caches and secret rooms hidden by mirrors and buried in yards. By midday Tuesday, some 200 members of the Iraqi security forces had returned to their jobs. Dozens more police lined up at a checkpoint to enter the city in the afternoon, their papers being checked by Marines and soldiers. At the same checkpoint, Iraqi families lined up to return to Fallujah. As part of a deal announced Monday, the military agreed to let 50 families a day back into the city. U.S. forces also gave Iraqi mediators more time to resolve a standoff with rebel Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr and his al-Mahdi army militia in the holy city of Najaf. General Ricardo Sanchez, commanding U.S. forces in Iraq, told soldiers Tuesday surrounding Najaf that he was pulling them back to avoid bloodshed or damage